views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. It's wonderful to be here. You're listening to Spiritual Diagnostics, and this is your host, Carol Dorian. And today, we're going to be talking about the energy that you hold from your past relationships, how they affect your present relationships. Sometimes it's on a very positive level. Sometimes it's on a negative level, and sometimes it's on an unidentified level. But in any regard, it's consciously and unconsciously. These things are happening. These emotions are being stored. Comparisons are being made at a level that we're not always aware that we're applying it. But it's very natural. It's very natural to do this. Even if we say, I'm not going to compare what I've gone through in the past and bring it into the present. I'm not bringing my past into the present. Whatever has happened in this relationship, I am not going to say that's exactly what's happening now. Sometimes we're making a very conscious note and effort to self to say, I am not going to do this. But it's kind of the aura's natural response to something that you've gone through, through an experience that you've had, to bring in that type of comparison. Sometimes you might be looking at a situation and saying, this feels so much like what I have been through. This argument, it seems to follow me from relationship to relationship. This specific issue seems to be something that I keep facing. And what I'd like to really reflect on today, even if it seems like the exact same situation, it isn't always the same situation. It's just the auric field, the energy response saying, oh, I remember this. This has happened before. And it can really create some difficult patterns in our love life. Basically, we can find ourselves at a place in time that, whether we are aware of it or not, we are holding our present partner accountable for the past partner's fault. And I was doing a workshop on this last year, and I had two people who came forward, and the lady was explaining that I was working with that she felt that every time it came up to an issue about a vacation, every time it came to planning a trip, there would be this anxiety and anger inside of her. When she'd be expressing the differences that they would have in what it is that they were planning for something as simple as a vacation. And the gentleman that was with her had said, and I don't understand, why is she always talking to me like we're disagreeing? I did not express anything opposite of what she's saying. I'm just hearing her. And she's just always coming across to me as if I'm disagreeing and like there's an anger here. And as we went through the spiritual exercise, she actually said, this is something that I always go through. This is something that I've always gone through when it comes to vacationing, when it comes to connecting with his friends, my friends. And then he was looking at her so shocked, like, we've never gone through that. And she said, oh, no, I'm talking about what I had gone through in the past relationship. And in that moment, it's like a light bulb went on. And she had realized that the anger, the frustration, the difficulty, the failure in communication based on a particular subject was from a past relationship. She was holding her present partner accountable for the difficulties that she had gone through with her past partner. And so as we went through with the exercise, we located that this is storing itself in the second layer of the aura. This is sacral chakra energy. This is where the second chakra and the second layer of the aura contain the negative buildups, painful buildups, the situations that we so desire to release. This is where, if they're retained, that they become stored. And they replay themselves out into the present situation as if they're being faced not for the first time, but all over again. So as we went through the exercise and day two of the workshop, she said, okay, I'm making a conscious note to myself that I am not going to compare what I have gone through in the past in this particular area in my present relationship. So even though she had made the note to herself, she came back and she was saying to me, but you know, I feel like I just went through this and I said I was going to release it and I'm putting all of my effort and all of my energy to doing it. And I feel like I'm still not releasing it. I feel like I'm still carrying that energy forward from the past into the present. And what I had explained to her is that even if the mind feels that it is totally releasing something, and even if the mind feels that it is so ready to let go of that, the aura and the particular chakra that it is stored in is still holding the energy and it needs to be worked through. It needs to be released. The good news about this is that this layer of your aura and this particular chakra, the sacral chakra and the second layer of your aura, are also holding on to very fond experiences, good experiences, things that you would like to have in your life, moments that you would like to recreate. But if there are two energies taking up the same space simultaneously, two opposite energies, one energy is silencing the effect of the other energy. So even though living inside of this area through the auric field is the desire to recreate the happy moments and to have joy, love, and bliss in the relationship, the moments and experiences that were contradictive to that start to create resistance. So it starts to outvoice that. And then what it will create is that there is a fear of letting in the love, letting in the bliss, letting in the connection that is so very desired. So then that brings us to, why is it that if we desire to release this, why is it still here? Because it is the aura's job and the aura's response to protection. the aura's job is to take in a lesson. It is to absorb that very lesson. But sometimes, in its response to protect you, it's creating a bit of a wall. So some of you might be saying, so are we discussing the aura's response, or are we discussing the energy from a past relationship being brought into a present? And the answer to that would be they are one and the same. The aura's response to an unresolved issue in your love life can be to replay it in situations in the present that are similar. And let's face it, no matter how different our relationships are, we're always going to face similar situations. Planning a trip, planning holidays, a disagreement about something as simple as house decor. We're going to be faced with from small and minor situations to situations that are absolutely identical. So it's a matter of, are we bringing in the past energy that is no longer serving us, or perhaps never did serve us, into the present relationship? And what is it doing to this relationship? Where is it bringing you? Are you feeling that you're holding somebody that you're with accountable for your past partner? Do you feel that your present partner is holding you accountable for their past partner's faults? These are the situations that can definitely be released from the mind, from the body, and from the spirit. And they are held on each level. And they are played out in life on each level, emotionally, sexually, verbally, the way that we communicate disagreement, emotions, and agreement are usually brought back from our prior relationship. We're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss identification of the matters. Thank you so much.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease. Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
It is good to be back. You're talking about the energy that we bring from our past relationships into our present relationships. And before we took our break, we were getting ready to talk about identifying the matters. So let's say the two of you, you and your significant other, are in a relationship that is 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years, even longer. But you're feeling like as soon as we reach certain subjects, it seems to be such a struggle, such a battle to get through a certain issue. And you might be asking yourself, and I don't know why, because we usually come to an agreement, or some of you might be saying, we don't come to an agreement, and it seems pretty simple. But we just seem to, in a certain area, we keep bumping heads and there's this wall that goes between us. Sometimes it's not the issue that the two of you are having. Sometimes it is the unresolved issue from a prior relationship. And it's not to say that your partner is holding you accountable in a way of intentionally pointing and aiming the energy that way, but it's just something in where the aura's response and the sacral chakra response is to shield, guard, identify, and recognize. But what is our energy shielding, guarding, identifying, and recognizing? In this type of case, it's shielding and guarding the communication, the love, the intimacy. And let's start with why. Why would our own energy field shield exactly what we want in our relationship? Because the aura has identified this as the liability, the emotional liability, that whenever we reach this topic or this matter or this level even of closeness, for some of you, it's not even a matter of a specific topic, decision, or issue. It could just be a certain level of closeness, whether you're dating, married, living together. And then after this certain level of closeness, there's a cutoff and a separation between the two of you. So that sacral chakra and second layer of the aura is identifying the intimacy, the closeness, and this communication as, okay, this is where we were, what we were aiming for before when we received the emotional trauma or the disappointment of the prior relationship. So now that this is trying to enter in, this could lead us back to that pain. or sometimes it can actually be a specific problem that is actually there, but it is your first time having this problem with this person. Sometimes the aura has a difficult time separating the fact, yes, you've done this before, but in essence, it really is your first time going through it. Even though you've been through it before, even though you have felt it before, even though this all feels very familiar, it is considered the first time because it is this particular person. It is a new person. It is not the same situation. So the aura starts to run energy through in a way of it's all one. It doesn't separate it. It keeps it together as one. Is everybody's aura doing that? No. Not everybody's aura is doing this. But some auras are doing this. What creates the aura to respond this way? Why is it that some people will be responding this way in their energy field, whereas some people will not? In most cases, what is happening is that particular situation that is no longer in their life, that person and that relationship that is no longer in their life, has taken a piece of that person's identity, and they feel a part of their self missing, whether they want that person from the past back in their life or not. There is a portion of that person's identity and grounding that they feel is missing. And when the aura identifies that there is something, a situation that is entering that resembles a prior situation that took that identity, that took that portion of self away, it starts treating it like the very same situation. And it will do it in a few different ways. A person will either go into the response of trying to hold on really tight, as if they're losing the person that they're with, even if they're not. Or it will go into the response of, I'm going to pull away and shut down before this person pulls away from me and shuts down. And then the third response that is very common is there will be a numbing response of tuning it out, pretending that the feeling isn't there, and then it resurfaces even stronger and even larger when you are confronted with the next situation or the same situation in another way. So if I were to take all of this and try to put it into a little nutshell, how would I explain this? Your aura's response and your sacral chakra's response to a person that has hurt you or a situation that has disappointed you is to guard itself in the present circumstance. There is a comparison and a note that is made. Even if you are unaware of it, the aura will start naturally making the comparison. Some of you are involved in a relationship and saying, all I want this person to do is tell me what is wrong. Talk to me. Tell me what is it? What is wrong? And you might find yourself asking your partner, I know something's wrong. Tell me, tell me. And getting so frustrated that the person will completely shut down and close up, and you can see in their energy, you can feel that your partner is pulling away from you. You can feel that the communication is either cutting off or it's turning into a situation where it's just fueled with anger and frustration. And you're saying, why do we keep going through this? You actually may not be going through this. What's actually happening is you're being connected to what they have gone through prior to you. So when the aura starts making this comparison, is it reversible? Can it be released? Can it be fixed when two people are meant to be in one another's lives? Absolutely. So is that to say that there's never going to be difficulty, disagreement, or argument if you're meant to be together, and that you'll never make comparisons to the past once this is fixed? No, it definitely doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is that it will remove the energy that is causing restriction between the two of you. If you are in a relationship and you feel that you have connected to somebody that you really love and care for and are meant to be with, but you feel that there is an energy that keeps coming between the two of you, causing division, communication barriers, and obstacles, I'm here to tell you today that it may not be your issue. And if you say, I've tried so hard to fix it, why is it that I can't fix this? Why? What am I doing wrong? You may be doing nothing wrong. It may be what the person has gone through. And you cannot fix issues that do not belong to you. But you can certainly tap into the energy that is causing them to confront your present situation. And through tapping into where that energy is, whether it is within yourself or whether it is finding out if it is within your partner, you can release it. The first step is identifying, is this our problem or is it my problem? Is this our problem or is it their problem? Is it his or her problem on their own, aside from me? And once that is discovered, you can absolutely release any situation that the aura and that the chakras are playing forward in the present time. So what does that really come down to? Is diagnosing where the source of that energy is coming from. Are you in your own argument or are you in your lover's past argument? Is your lover in your present obstacle or is your lover being subject to your past obstacles? And it is very important for clarity, for peace, and for understanding to have identification of what the energy and the flow is between the two of you. Where is it coming from? Through knowing where it's coming from, you can absolutely come to the understanding of how to release it. Some of you may be listening to this and saying, you're not in a relationship, but yet you still feel all of the negative energies from your past relationship in your present. And you're saying, so if I'm not in a relationship, could the past energy even be blocking me from connecting to somebody? Absolutely. Energies from the past, they serve a period of time to be learned from and then to become released. But for those of you who have loved somebody and given of yourself to the point that you feel a portion, an essence of your spirit, your identity, and your balance has been lost in life, that will create a response in that second layer that says, I have to go into a defending mode or a shutting down mode. So if you are the person that's going through the shutting down and or defending mode, or the person that you are with is going through the shutting down or defending mode. Again, very important to find out, are you shutting down the person you were with through this relationship, or are you shutting down what you are actually going through? And you will be surprised through sacral work, once you start tapping into that energy, that the answers, they start to flow so freely. It doesn't feel like such a tug of war to get to them. It starts to open up and become very clear. Once we open up that sacral energy, we're not only touching the experiences that have been stored that are painful and that are comparisons that could be breaking us down, but we also tap into the love, the bliss, the light, the enjoyment, the awakening, and the creating aspects of the second layer and the sacral. This is where all connection is stored. And this is where all connections are released that no longer serve. So is our past interfering in our present relationship? That is the question. That is the topic. And for those of you who are listening to this and you have questions, feel free to call in at 312-898-2285 after the show, or you can call in at this time during the show and ask your questions, or log on to spirituald.com. So let's touch a little bit on, is it normal to compare? I'm going to have to say, absolutely. It's very normal to make comparisons. It's the human spirit's way of saying, I've been through this and I've learned from this. However, we must identify, are we comparing with resentment, comparing with fear, comparing with anger, or comparing with the light of a learned lesson, comparing with the ability to reach a higher ground in the area that we are presently in. So the comparing is not really where the problem is stemming from, if this is bringing you a problem. The comparing is the natural response. It's where the origin and where the root of that comparing is coming from. So for those of you who are at a place in your life that you feel blocked in your present, and you're feeling you do not desire to be in a relationship that is painful, difficult, lonely. Some of us are in relationships and still feeling very lonely and very disconnected. If you are finding yourself in that place, it is very important to identify what is bringing you to that place. Is it your present condition or your past experience? For everybody who is listening today, for those of you who call in during the show and those of you who call in after the show, I will be giving free of charge a full life reading, and we are going to tap into the sacral energy and the second layer of the aura, especially in the reading, touching on the energy that you are storing. What are you projecting to your present love? What portions of your past are being projected in your present? And is it building your relationship up, or is it tearing your relationship down? Some people, some of you have done some amazing work, some amazing release, and reached a place and a portion where you're tapping into the positive energy and the lessons that you have received in the positive light and creating new experiences in the present. So by releasing these residual energies that you've received in your past relationship, you are holding on to the lessons, not the resentment, because sometimes regrets and resentment can send a false vibration into the aura that there's the lesson. The lesson is don't trust. The lesson is don't give your heart so easily. That's not the lesson. That's the false vibration. In reality, trusting, loving, and giving your heart is the healthiest thing that you can absolutely do in a relationship. That's what is supposed to be given, and that is what is supposed to be received. But when there has been damage to these areas, whether you are involved with the damaged person or you are the damaged person in this area, all of these damages can so be repaired. It is learning to translate the energy. It's kind of like a different language that's being spoken into the energy field, and you may not understand all of the meaning of the vibrations, but through the release of the energy, we can translate what it means. So if you're hearing, don't trust, don't talk, you'll only be misunderstood. Don't express yourself, it'll only create another argument. Don't open up, it'll only create disappointment. Those are not your lessons. Those are your resentments. Lessons are going to talk to you more in the light of, I've grown from this point, and I'm now ready to reach this point. I understand that when somebody is closing up or my lover does not want to communicate to me, they may be going through a time they need to separate from this situation, or that I need to pull back and we will come together and work through this. A lesson talks to you in that fashion and in that form. Whereas the vibrational frequency of resentment is going to talk in the negative form. So that is also part of, can it be released? Yes. Once it is identified, it can totally be released. So if you're listening to this and you're saying, I don't want to be in this type of a relationship, there is an answer. There is a solution. If you love your partner loves you, you can think of all of the areas that you can be wonderful in, but you're feeling like you can't identify where it came from and why it is that this is between the two of you. Where is this from? It doesn't feel like it belongs to us. It has no room here. Most likely, it doesn't belong to you, and it doesn't belong to your partner, and it can be released, and it can be recreated. Energy can be recreated. So that means that whatever you've received and are bringing in to this relationship, if it is not positive, but it is the person you're meant to be with, you can create a clean slate through the identification of the energy. So for those of you who are listening, if you'd like to call in right now during the show and ask your questions, feel free. And whoever would like to call in after the show, please do so at 312-898-2285, or you can log on to spirituald.com. I would like to touch on the fact that energy is constantly changing, growing, it's increasing, it's decreasing, and energy is contagious. What you receive can be transferred, can be enhanced, can cause growth or demise, but you do have the power. You do have the ability, and you do have control and say-so over energies that have been received and are being transferred into your love life. It is just a matter of identifying what you've received, where you've received it from, and why you are holding on to it. So many times when we go into another relationship, we are entering that relationship with a different self, a new self, and sometimes it's a self that you have not fully grown to learn about in the present time. You may be entering your relationship with a new you that you're not fully aware of. You may enter a relationship with somebody that is not fully aware of their self and how their energy connects to a new relationship. So is that to say that we should totally disconnect from the past? I think it's impossible to do such a thing. I think that we're never going to totally disconnect from the past, but we can use all of the lessons, all of the energy for an awakening and a transformation, a new type of connection. And it is very important to identify what it is that you want to connect to and what it is that you want to disconnect from. And most of all, what is creating the barrier in between when you connect or have lack of disconnection in your relationship? Where is that coming from? That is a very strong direction that leads us to soulmate energy. When we are coming to an understanding of, I really love this person and I want to be with this person, does that make the person my soulmate? When you come into that type of connection of love, you may have found your soulmate, but the energy from the past is not allowing the new seeds that are planted to grow in the direction that they are meant to. Instead of being planted in a good soil, in a moist soil that's ready to receive love and nurturing, it can be replaying condemnation, judgment, discord, and insecurity. I urge those of you who are listening to make the acknowledgement that you have absolute control once you know where it is coming from. Take control of your life. Enjoy your partner. Connect on the highest level of love. You have the ability and the right to do so. And if you feel that you are blocked in this area, there is a complete solution for you through the identification, the diagnosing, and the release of the energy. You are created to hold energy of love and transformation and share it in a relationship with a significant other. But in that way that you were created to do so, you also hold on to experiences that can be misconstrued, misunderstood, and replayed at a time, space, and place that they really do not have the room to be in your life anymore. And it's very important to make that discernment and to understand where you are in comparison to where you've been and how the two come together. We will be back after this short break. Thank you so much for tuning in.
A brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. to learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
We are back, and we are discussing consciously and unconsciously bringing the experience of our past relationships into our present relationships. Are we creating positive energy or negative energy? Is your past holding your present accountable? Is your lover's past holding you accountable? And can it be changed? So we have a few more minutes left, and if there's anybody who would like to call in and ask your questions, you can call in during the show at 1-800-930-2819, or you can call in after the show at 312-898-2285. Again, 1-800-930-2819, or 312-898-2285, or log on to spirituald.com. So we've been discussing the conscious and unconscious effect of energy, the experiences that we contain in the sacral chakra and in the second layer of the aura. This is the storehouse for comparison. This is the storehouse from dealing with issues of the past. And this is basically the connectivity, the connection to love, the connection to emotion, the connection to giving yourself permission to have emotion that is free of the past. And yes, I do say permission because there is a response in the aura and in the spirit of permission. We need to receive that from ourself in order to go forward. And it doesn't always feel like it is with intent, that it is with consciousness that we are saying this. And that is part of what we activate, is the consciousness and the intent of opening up these energy centers to release whatever you are holding and storing from that past disappointment in your love life that is not allowing your love life and your happiness to flow in the present direction. For those of you who call during or after the show, we are going to be doing a full life reading free of charge. And we're going to touch on your energy of the past, what it is that you are storing in your present that is not supporting the love, the happiness, and the desires that you have at this time in life. We will also go through what it is that can be done after identifying what is blocking you in this area. We will discuss what can be done to release that, introducing you to the tools and the ability that you have within yourself to release whatever it is that is not allowing you to have the love life and the relationship that you desire. I would like to say that when I was doing the workshop, I talked earlier in the show about the lovely lady that was saying, I said I wasn't going to do it, and I'm doing it again. I'd like to say that when we were finished, she said, I am now so aware, now that I've tapped into the sacral energy and the second layer of the aura, I am so aware of everything that I have been storing, everything that I have brought into the present, and how much I have kept out, what I have blocked out of my life, the newness, the happiness, and the peace that I have been searching for. I was holding the door shut, she said. I was not allowing that door to be opened. And when she said that, I looked at her and I said, I am so glad that you realize it was in your power, knowingly and unknowingly, to hold the door shut. And it is in your power, knowingly, how to open it. So once we tap into the knowing, once we tap into what we are holding and why it's there, that's when the change comes in. That's when we are living in the present moment. And that is where we can definitely create the future. In the present moment is where we are creating the future. But past energy is what is continually blocking the present. So if you feel like you're not being heard, not being understood, and not being loved in the way that you want to, I say that this starts with you to hear yourself, understand yourself, and therefore you can love yourself. In order to have that love, you have to know the person that you are loving. So this is where I urge you to connect to self and love self. This is the beginning of release. And through sacral work, through the release of the second layer, we introduce and tap into that. I enjoyed talking with all of you today. Sending out love, light, and blessings. Till next time, namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostic Radio, psychic answers and spiritual solutions with Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.